TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Boy, I really would like to fuck that dead deer's asshole.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Far without that.
Yeah.
You remember how Helen Keller burned her face?
No, I don't recall how she burned her face, Brian.
She answered the iron.
Jesus Christ. Ah! That joke gets better when you start putting the visual in your brain to it. Jesus.
Anyway, it's TGO Radio, everybody.
And, boy, speaking of stupid jokes, something was said at work the other day that made me recall that goddamn fucking joke that I told here a few years ago. And it's not my joke. I really wish it was. I can't remember where I heard it, who I got it from, but... working at the toy factory making the Dracula dolls. Boy, that fucking just cracks me up.
That made the worst of.
God damn.
Yeah.
I had to make every second count.
Well, you know, I'm watching stupid Big Bang Theory because apparently I'm obsessed with it now. So since I've been out of work.
Well, that episode with Judy Greer is fucking.
God damn it.
Yeah.
So ever since I've been out of work, I started with American Dad. Now, Jeff and I have a cable service, and one of the things it offers is it's got, you know, several, you know, a couple dozen sitcom channels where
Them over and over and over again.
I started with American Dad.
Okay.
Then when I started to see repeats there, I moved on to, what was I watching after that? Then I was seeing repeats there, so I went to Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been watching ever since. Now, I'm like my third or fourth go-through on Big Bang Theory now.
Dude, I like that show. I know that there's a lot of hacky hokey jokes in it, but I do really enjoy that show a lot.
And I mean to tell you, I picked up the phone and texted you the other night because it was Sheldon and whoever in the car.
Probably Leonard.
Ooh. And something happened and Sheldon said, "You can't cross the double yellow line. What is this, the Purge?"
What is this, the Purge?
And for some reason, that just got me, you know, that's funny to me. And I saw it, and then I cursed my, then I went and slammed my head against the wall until I was unconscious for laughing at such a fucking hack joke. But,
did you see the episode when Penny fell in the shower and
yeah.
Sheldon had to get her out of there?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Bye. It's like, why can't you? Come on, man.
Oh. Yeah, it's exhausting yep. how attractive she was.
Oh, my God.
Especially in the first couple seasons of that. It is, it's really something.
Yep.
But it's, I mean, and I said this on the show before years ago. There are entire 5, 7, 10 episode chunks where I won't laugh one time and I won't quit turning the fucker on.
Yeah.
It's enraging to me. I can't quite figure out why. But I got to tell you, I have almost never laughed harder than on the first run through that show for me several years ago. Penny said she was in a movie called Serial Apis.
Serial Apis.
And I mean to tell you.
You've always stood behind that joke.
I lost my mind. And then years later, where she was in the sequel,
yeah.
Serial Apis 2, Monkey See, Monkey Kill.
Yep.
I mean, legitimately lost
joke.
My shit. Yeah, I just. Yep. I can't defend it. I can't defend it. But you watch enough of it and you like in a row and you start to understand. Now, I will tell you that it's time to get back to work for a fact because I bought a 535-page oral history of the Big Bang Theory.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So it's time to get back to work, bud. I'm not.
You need a J-O-B.
You are not bullshitting. I'm out here giving it away practically. Holy fuck. Man, I interviewed today for something and
casting couch.
This chick was horrible. I had to do it on Teams.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
I fucking hate Teams. Jesus Christ.
I know. I know. But that's, you know, I had to do it.
Yeah. You got to play the game.
Yeah, that's just it.
Yep.
Until you're, you know, until you don't have to.
AI puts us all out of fucking jobs.
You know. And I told the gal today, I go, you know, yeah, I'm going to, might, you know, take some classes here soon and kind of, you know, sharpen my skills in some things because I'm a man of a certain vintage. And if I don't do that, what else am I, you know.
Let's not drift too far off into this because I hate it when we. Not that this is a political discussion, but
it's the whole show, man.
What's going to happen? We were talking about this before the show. I write technical documents, and I could potentially retire here at 62 and a half in another almost seven years. And if I were a betting man, I'm taking the under on that I'll lose my job to AI before I get to that 62 years old.
100%. I give it 2 years.
And but the thing of it is, I think a lot of people in the next 5 or 7 years, like we're going to have, our society's not ready for that many people to lose their jobs. What the fuck is going to happen?
Don't know.
Boy, we really need to start having those discussions, but we won't, you know, because we can't collectively, because we can't fucking agree on shit country.
If you think the currency is worthless now.
Oh, boy. Wait, fuck, man.
For the sake of argument, we'll make up a number. You know, we'll say 2 million, 3 million people go out of work because of AI. And
it's all going to happen at once.
Yep.
It's going to be worse than when the robots, you know, took over manufacturing in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. It's going to be I'm really hoping to get out before it gets to the all-time
worst gimmick.
You and me
both, man,
you know?
But.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Look, I was talking to a gal today and like, you know, I'm on the unemployment. So I had to go downtown the other day to, Dune Tune, to prove to him that I have been looking for a job, which I have been. And
but I'm tired.
I said, but I'm tired.
Been walking all day. Can't find no job.
If only I got the money to pay the rent.
I'm talking about a hacky fucking song.
Out the door I went. Jesus. God, I fucking. If I hear that song again, it's too goddamn soon.
Jesus, we get it, George.
8 minutes. We got it.
Goddamn.
Doug, if you play that, I'm going to throw this drink in your face. Fuck off.
If you play it, I'm throwing one scotch, one bourbon, and one whiskey right in your fucking face.
What happened to the speaker?
Or one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. That's it.
There was a big speaker that was in here. What happened to that?
Oh, that's over at my buddy's shop. We jammed last week.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, probably be there for a little while.
I mean, you're stepping away from our project, then.
No, this just... No
nope, project that doesn't exist.
Couple of guys that fucking haven't played together in a long time, and
no.
His band's kind of on a hiatus right now. So,
and so I was, I was Dune Tune talking to the gal,
right?
Really attractive,
nice,
really,
makes it worth the effort to trek into the Dune Tune.
My balls were hurting.
No, were they?
Just wanting to empty them out. She goes, well, we kind of have access to this and this resource if you want. And I go, you know what? A guy my age, maybe I should.
I'll take everything you fucking got.
Sharpen the pencil on some skills here.
Sure.
And, it wouldn't hurt. I'm 53 years old. Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to do that. I can't go on pretending my way is going to get me to where I was before, because it's almost 3 months and I haven't gotten a fucking call hardly.
Yeah.
So I can't keep pretending it's going to work out.
Yeah.
I got to find another way.
But Jesus Christ, you get those skills under your belt. Are they even going to be enough to fucking get you past the AI hump,
I talked to a gal today about IT. And if you can't beat them, join them, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have any computer skills? So, yeah, I use Ubuntu at home. And
fucking skilled labor is probably going to be the people that keep their jobs the longest, because as far as I know, computers can't go out and put a fucking, new wall socket in the wall or a new faucet in your fucking kitchen.
That's 100% right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you can't beat them, join them. Hey, excuse me. We were off last week.
Yes.
While we were off last week, they announced the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Better. Talking about this every year.
Yeah.
And
that's a garbage fucking list this year.
There are some no doubters on here this year, though. So we'll go alphabetically. Oh, man, I tell you what. Oh, you know what?
I hope you shit your fucking pants.
I'm here to tell you, I went to get breakfast this morning.
Breakfast?
And I'm on this interview with this gal. This man, it is brewing.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't hang up fast enough to go.
Why don't you just take the team's call from the shitter?
You know what? I should have.
You should have, man. Just.
This is what I think of you and your fucking. This is what I think of you and your trash company. Black Crowes.
Yeah. Is this their first year?
See, I don't know the answer. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Black Crowes. Well, I got to be Black Crowes, man. Jeff Buckley. I don't know enough about Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm inclined to say probably no. Mariah Carey's 100% yes.
Yeah.
Phil Collins is 100% yes.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge, I suspect if she doesn't get in, lesbians will storm the Rock and Roll Hall like it was January 6th.
Yeah, they will. They will.
So, on the merits, though, probably yes.
Yeah, probably.
Right? I thought about this a lot today. Lauryn Hill.
I honestly barely know the name.
Yeah.
What does she do? Well, music, obviously, but
she was in that band, the Fugees.
Okay.
They had two albums, with the second one being the great big one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she had a solo album called The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which...
Okay, I kind of vaguely remember that.
I cannot tell you how big of an album that was.
Really?
If you weren't there, you weren't there. It was an enormous album.
Wow, okay.
20 million plus sold.
Must have bypassed me, because I barely remember it.
No, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
It wasn't my thing.
Exactly.
My thing.
Right. I got to tell you, though, for what I remember of it, it's a good record. from what I remember of it.
Okay.
So, but still, I don't know if one album.
Is that, yeah. I mean, is I don't that qualify know, man. For, like, I just, you know.
I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But that album, I mean, when I'm here to tell you, that album was monstrous. Oh. Just think about what Metallica's Black album was.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what.
Well, that thing was, man.
So that's what Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was.
Okay.
You could not, and it still sells well, I think, to this day even. You could not keep that on shelves.
You know what? I bet if I went and listened to that record, I'd probably go, oh, I know that song. Oh, I know that song. I just don't remember.
Yeah, yeah, you know. there are some real hits off that record.
Okay.
Billy Idol, I'm still I'm still a no on Billy Idol. I just...
What was the band he was in?
X.
Yeah. Was it X or Generation X?
I don't know.
Yeah. And they weren't, I mean, they were just a punk band, right? They weren't...
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Billy Idol hasn't been relevant since mid-80s, as far as I can remember.
I don't know. NXS is probably a soft yes for me.
Yeah, they'll get in because he fucking killed himself.
Didn't he jerk?
He did the auto
didn't erotic. Didn't he hang jerk?
I think he did. He did the carotting. Isn't that what carotting
he
did?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He took the carotting method.
I'm almost certain.
Jerk hangings.
I'm almost certain it was a hang jerk. We could find out.
A hang jerk. There's got to be a 50 song somewhere in there. You do hang the jerk, hang jerk. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hang jerk. We'll do a parody of it to cool jerk. Do the hang jerk.
Hang jerk.
I mean, coming's pretty good. I mean, you know, you gotta.
Yeah, but fucking choking, you know? I mean.
Official coroner's report said suicide by hanging. This is Michael Hutchins from NXS.
Yes.
Contributing factors including alcohol, prescription drugs like Prozac, traces of cocaine.
No, yeah.
Cocaine.
Co-fucking-cane.
He was found naked.
Yeah.
Kneeling behind a door with a belt around his neck. That was a fucking. That was a jerk hang.
That's a jerk hang, baby.
Yep. Ba da ba da ba da. Hang jerk.
Hang jerk. Doo 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 doo.
Anyway, NXS is a soft yes for me.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'd put I like their music.
Iron Maiden is a yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Your boy, Bruce Dickinson, though, has no time or respect for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no.
Flat out.
Yeah,
but
he's
Joy Division, New Order. I just, that droning nonsense, I just can't, it's not for me. But I don't know enough about, you know, like, let's say, for example, cultural impact or anything. Like, I just don't
right.
know.
Right, yeah.
So I can't say for sure.
Who is it? Joy Division slash New Order?
New Order, yeah.
They'll probably get in. Big cultural impact there with the new wave.
Michael Hutchins, his partner, Paulie Yates, later claimed it was accidental autoerotic play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Accidental.
Hang jerk. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Hang jerk. New Edition.
New Edition. Yeah, they'll get in.
I can't speak enough about New Edition. Oasis is a.
I don't get that. I don't see where they're Rock and Roll Hall of Fame material personally, but.
Here's the question. Were they ever as big here as they are still in the rest of the world?
I don't know.
Because anywhere other than here, they are. Enormous.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the enormity of the thing.
Well, is it the American Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the world's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's the thing. Like, you know, it's Rammstein plays soccer stadiums.
Rammstein.
Everywhere in the world except here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I wonder if Oasis is one of those bands.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know.
Yeah.
And I mean soccer stadiums.
Yeah, we're not talking kids. County fairs.
No.
We're not talking the fucking fair circuit in the summer.
To this day, they're playing soccer.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, you know, things are different.
A fucking goddamn Gorillaz announced a fucking tour coming up, a big fucking... I mean, they ain't touring county fairs. They're doing big fucking major cities and, you know, big stadiums. So,
you know what I don't understand? And I'm not saying I dislike him, but I don't understand how Foo Fighters went from, you know, playing your 10,000-seat auditorium to playing football stadiums. I don't quite understand how that happened, except that it was willed into existence by some record executive or some promoter. I don't quite understand, you know, other than being a hell of a live act, I guess.
I think that's a big part of it. I think they, from things I've read, heard, seen, that they're a good live show. Boy, I tell you what, I we've talked about this before, and I've said it before. When it was announced that he was doing a new band, you know, and the first couple of things I heard, I'm like, well, this ain't going nowhere. Boy, I really totally missed it on that one.
That first record is a fucking heater.
Oh, it is. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah.
And that's the one he did all by himself.
Right. Yeah.
That's something. Oasis, Pink.
Pink will get in.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She'll get in.
Sade. Don't know enough about Shakira. Shakira should be in the Hall of Fame for the Wherever, Whenever video. That itself should have gotten her in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Young Brian, if that song had come out when I was in my late teens, that's a jerkable video. Now, it came out when I was in my late 20s, so you know, I can like get a twitch and think some things, but I wasn't jerking off to it. Seek that out. She's also going to be in the Tax Evasion Hall of Fame, though. So that's good news. Luther Vandross is a yes.
Yep.
And Wu-Tang Clan, I don't know enough to speak.
Wu-Tang!
I know that they're for the children. That's all I can tell you about Wu-Tang. But,
and it's rock and roll. Wu-Tang is their rap. They're again, not rock and roll.
Yeah, we have this discussion every single year, but it's why they don't change the name of it, I'll never know.
Music Hall of Fame.
Popular Music Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Why they don't change it, I'll never know, but that was the big thing on Twitter. Oh, fucking rock and roll. Mouth breathing troglodyte. Go fuck yourself.
Mouth breathing. What'd you call it?
Mouth breathing troglodyte.
Troglodyte.
Yeah. Just fuck off. Michael Hutchins, you old fucking hang jerk, huh?
Hang jerk.
Like I said on the show a few weeks ago, enough with your Looney Tunes sex. Cummins pretty good.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Cummins pretty good. Just come. Coming is
solves
fine.
A lot of problems.
Yeah, it really does.
Think about it before you make any fucking major decision. Get your fucking mind clear.
You gotta get your mind right.
Get your fucking head together. Fucking jerk off, come, and then think it over. With a clear fucking head.
If I were you,
I'd fucking get my head clear right out in the morning.
Right out in the morning.
You run one time, you got yourself a set of chains. You run twice, you got yourself two sets. You ain't gonna need no third set, cause you're gonna get your mind right. And I mean right.
Is that Cool Hand?
You're gonna get your mind right. Drop your load and get your mind right.
Yeah, exactly. Can't fucking make any fucking decisions with a full fucking ball bag. can't do it.
Not even just big decisions, but even like middle
decisions. Fucking
Yeah.
You thinking about going to that fucking Indian place to get that food? No. Jerk off first and you go, you know what? Fucking McDonald's it is. Because I don't feel like being on the shitter for the next week. Because I'll shit. And then the next 4 days, it'll be just trying to push out whatever goddamn fucking poison they put in me. Oh, there it is.
Do you have any interest in some news?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I do.
Now at 5:30 and only on 5, robots going rogue. A food delivery robot drives through a woman's...
Rogue-bots. You could say.
Oh.
Rogue bots. Thank you. I'd like to thank, I couldn't have won this local fucking Emmy for our show without the help of Mr. Brian Wise. Thank you.
I went to a party with Kylie one time and the hosts of the party. It was in their glorious home. Oh. And they had an Emmy award just sitting out on a fucking coffee table.
My.
It was very silly. I was like, well, that's kind of neat to see one up close. But then I thought about how fucking pompous it was. Yeah, and I was like, oh. My memory of it is that the gal was very nice. The lady of the house.
It's like local news people or something?
I can't know everybody. You're fucking... Gotcha. When you start dating, you introduce into your life a whole scale of people you can't give a shit about.
Right.
I remember her being a nice enough gal, but she was definitely one of the ones I could not give a shit about.
Yeah.
I don't care about your friends. I don't care about your family. I don't care.
I cannot
be persuaded to care about the people you like. I can't. And conversely, I don't expect you to care about my family and friends. They're not for you. They're for me.
Right.
So.
It's because we're dating doesn't mean you have to instantly become attached to everything I am. Including me.
Yeah.
Now at 5:30 and only on 5, Robots Going Rogue, a food delivery.
Robots. Boy, they missed an opportunity there. That's where Jeff Durant is here to help.
Robot drives through a woman's garden in East Hollywood, damaging her fence and crushing her plants in the process.
Fucking evil robots, man. Mm-hmm. Coming to take over.
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, it's the Terminator.
Yeah.
It's the latest complaint against the delivery robots, with some worry the machines...
Hey, you forgot my ranch. I'll be back.
End up hurting someone.
And Jillian Smuckler is live for us in East.
Jillian Smuckler?
Smuckler? Is that Smuckler's powder?
Don't make fun.
Put some Lister's carbolic unguent on a wad of cotton. Put the cotton in your ear. That'll stop them shakes.
No. What she needs is a balsam specific.
Balsam specific? While we're burning money, why don't we give her a curative galvanic belt, too?
Don't forget to give her Smeckler's powder.
Don't make fun.
Fucking every word of that. Every word of that is a masterpiece.
It's fucking gold.
While we're burning money. Why don't you give her a curative galvanic belt, too? It's just masterpiece of word.
Oh, my God.
Just every... Not a second wind.
Put some Lister's carbolic unguent on a wad of cotton.
Lister's carbolic unguent.
You know what's even better than the final product of that would have been to have been in the writer's room when everybody's throwing out all their different fucking ideas for this old timey shit. Oh my God, it would have been a riot.
Put some Lister's carbolic unguent on a wad of cotton.
Stick in your ear.
That'll stop them shakes. No. What she needs is a balsam specific. And then
balsam specific. He's so fucking indignant.
He's enraged.
While we're burning money.
Who can afford a balsam specific in this day and age? What are you talking about?
Fuck it, that's when that show was so on fire.
I mean, they had the best writer's room in the business.
Oh, my God.
Put some Lister's carbolic unguent on a wad of cotton. Put the cotton in your ear. That'll stop them shakes.
No.
What she needs is a balsam specific.
Balsam specific? While we're burning money, why don't we give her a curative galvanic belt, too?
Don't forget to give her Smeckler's powder.
Don't make fun.
Fucking hell is that funny. Lister's carbolic. Okay.
Tollywood with a story you'll see only on 5. Jillian?
Hi, Rick and Corrine. Yeah, imagine a robot just shows up to your house uninvited and then trashes the place on its way out. That's exactly...
It's like half my relatives.
Boy... You got a cousin that likes to drink that awful robot like when he gets in that state. The power mullet is who I'm talking about. Ooh. He had a fucking Alabama waterfall like no other, man. Woo, that thing was undefeated in world history until he cut it. Fucking hell.
Oh, I don't know that he cut it. I think it left on its own accord.
Yeah. It marched off, huh?
Yeah.
Woo.
The age caught up with that hairstyle.
That's true. Last time I saw him, now it was many years ago, but last time I saw him, his hairline was fighting for his life.
Yeah.
He was still rocking that
power.
Dude,
all of our fucking hairlines were fighting for their life when we were teenagers.
Exactly what happened to a woman here in East Hollywood after a food delivery robot
God
tore through her garden right out front of her home, leaving her screaming and chasing for it to stop.
Now,
it's a fucking garden, lady.
No,
Jesus.
It's not a garden. You know what it is? Like if you have a tree, there's your house and a sidewalk with a tree in it and some grass and a couple flowers and then the street. It's not a garden in the proper sense that we know of it here. Where we live,
it's
just a little patch of grass with a fucking tree in it.
Yeah, it's that little strip of land between the sidewalk and the street. I forget what the fuck you call that, but.
Pocos have been relentless. What sounded like ordinary street noise quickly turned into chaos when a food delivery robot tore through one
Wait a minute, street noise? That sounds like a bunch of fucking animals and urchins yelling at each other.
Hollywood residents' garden.
Fair enough.
I heard a commotion. I came out here. I found the cocoa in my garden.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Speaking of finding things in your garden.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
That had some authority to it also. That's going to be a good shit later.
I fought authority, and authority always wins.
It's like one of those little wisps that come out of the volcano before the big fucking explosion, you know? Stick around if you want to see a show.
We've done this bit, but you remember the guy, Harry Truman, who lived at the base of Mount St. Helens?
Oh, yeah.
He was like,
he
was an old guy. He's like, look, I'm not moving.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
There's a tree line here. It's never going to get to me.
And buried him.
And guess what? It buried him.
Dumb. It Khrushchev'd him.
Dumb cunt.
Kaya Reel says the robot known as Coco had already uprooted plants and gotten tangled in her fence.
Thanks, Coco. When you saw the robot coming and tearing it all up, you're like, this is like hours of my time.
You're like, this is like, great reporting there. Great fucking reporting.
You pick it up and you fling in the fucking street.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like having a problem with wild turkeys. You got wild robots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kick it in its fucking little robot nuts and move it along.
Do you not own a hammer or a shovel?
Yeah, definitely.
Goddamn, fucking hook a battery charger up to that fucker. Short it out.
It did not feel good, no.
Then it kept going.
It had got my fence caught up in its wheel. It, like, uprooted.
All I can hear is yakety sax behind this story.
Must destroy fence.
Danger, danger.
Danger, danger. Must kill flowers.
Fucking robot menace? God.
Whole bunch of plants in my garden and then just drove away with the fence attached to it. Real said.
Must destroy fence.
Did it drive away with a fence still attached going, whoop, 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 whoop. I can't do it right.
She ran after it, yelling for it to stop.
Oh, I chased after it.
Jeff, hang on.
This has fake.
Stop.
This is bullshit.
Stop. I'm afraid for this. We're going to have to call in Dr. Obvious.
Oh, no. God damn. Well, yeah, I think you're right.
Now, joining us live by satellite, Dr. Obvious. Dr. Obvious.
Yeah, it's a fucking robot.
Oh, I see.
It's not going to stop.
Oh, I see. Got it. This has been Dr. Obvious on TGM Radio.
Excuse me, Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot Man.
She's just yelling at it to stop. Stop. Hey, stop. Must deliver food.
Must
destroy fence.
Kick rocks, cunt.
Beat it.
And I looked like a total crazy person. Like
no. Well, thank you, Mrs. Dr. Obvious.
A little bit of self-awareness, finally.
After a robot in the middle of the street, like, yelling after it.
She says the robot didn't slow down, dragging fencing and palm fronds that whipped into parked cars. I was like...
Dude, no video footage of this? Nothing? No ring cameras? Come on, man.
There's some.
Like, trying to block it, like, getting its way, and it was trying to go around me.
I was trying to block it, like, get it, like, fucking people.
The Galleria?
It's like the Galleria.
Encino's like, so bitchin'. There's like the Galleria.
Song.
It's a great song. Mm.
Her neighbor, Roman Henson, says they heard it all happen.
And I just heard like this crunching sound. And
The
gnashing of the robot teeth.
I just heard this crunching sound.
I turned around and the robot has driven through the little fence and is like dragging it.
They tell us robots are a common sight in this neighborhood and oftentimes they're unpredictable.
We got the Cocos, we got the Waymos, and
and the Homos, apparently.
Food delivery from your gay robot.
I got the Cocos and the Waymos.
Next thing you know, that robot will be the center square.
Oh, Paul Lind.
Oh, man.
And yeah, they're
got the Cocos and the Waymos and the Homos. Question for Paul Lind. Paul, why do bikers wear leather? Because chiffon wrinkles so easily. Homos.
Its way, and it was trying to go around me.
Her neighbor, Roman Henson, says they heard it all happen.
And I just heard like this crunching.
I seen it.
Roman's a deceptively masculine name for this kid.
Friends, Romans, give me your side of the story.
Oh my God.
Sound, and I turned around and the robot has driven through the little fence and is like dragging it.
They tell us robots are a common sight in this neighborhood.
Fence gonna be okay?
Fence is not gonna be okay, little Tommy.
Neighborhood, and oftentimes they're unpredictable.
We got the Cocos, we got the Waymos, and
the Homos.
God damn it. Mm. Oh man. Wow. Somewhere in this story, croissants had to have gone everywhere with all this chaos that ensued from this fucking food delivery robot.
That is a fair assessment.
God.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
They tell us robots are a common sight in this neighborhood, and oftentimes they're unpredictable.
We got the Cocos, we got the Waymos, and yeah, they're coming for us.
And Real says, well,
you wish.
They're not coming for you. They're delivering your fucking food because you ordered it.
You wish they were coming for you, you fruit.
What worries her most is safety, because this isn't the only incident raising concerns. In a separate case, a food delivery robot knocked over a parked motorcycle, and another...
Buddy, one high kick, and it's over, Johnny. You dragged that fucker into the street.
Another one was seen abruptly stopping in front of a man using a mobility scooter.
Must kill... elderly
robot pulled up next to it, looked at it sideways, revved its motor.
Want to drag race, you old fuck? Well, drag race for pinks. Must get pinks.
If you beat me, you win this chalupa.
Bill says moments like,
you know, all you got to do is get some ball bats in Office Space, that motherfucker out in a field somewhere.
Yep.
Problem fucking solved.
Die, motherfucker. Die, motherfucker.
Die, motherfuckers. Die, motherfuckers.
abruptly stopping in front of a man using a mobility scooter. Real says moments like these highlight what she sees as a bigger issue.
I think the biggest part that worries me is, like, these private companies can come in and, like, dump their technology in our communities, and there's no sense of accountability.
Yeah, that's the window for that is closed, honey. It's
yeah, you can take the robot to small claims court. It'd be fucking great. Get that robot in front of Judge Judy. Mm.
She says the robots typically take up the full sidewalk where families, pets, and elderly neighbors walk daily.
It just feels like
you know what this is. You know what this is, Brian, right there? You know what that is?
I'm listening.
That is fucking discrimination.
Mm.
Discrimination. Mm-hmm. Why? What, everybody else can take up space on the sidewalk, but not the fucking robot?
You have to do a little research and know where on the robot the cameras are. Attack it from the area where there aren't cameras.
Attack it from the blind spot.
Tip it over and push it into the fucking street. End of problem.
Dump that fucker in the retention pond.
And then you steal the fucking food out of
it. Right.
Accident waiting to happen.
And now she's documenting everything and reaching out to the company, hoping for answers before anything else happens. And I reached out to Coco for comment on this. I still haven't heard back, but Kaya did. She just heard back from the company, actually, a short time ago. They do say they are going to reimburse her for the damage done to her garden. They also said they're going to take some internal measures to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. So obviously a relief here, but so many other people have wrote into her as well, saying they've experienced similar things. So definitely a step in the right direction.
Poor fucking robot shows up at work the next day. And hey, listen, no. Before you make that run, I need you to come in here. All right. Thanks. All right. Have a seat. Look, we're going to have to put you on a PIP. Okay. this is one too many gardens that you have tore through. And, you know, we're going to have to put you on a PIP and see if we can get some better work out of you there.
Cocos and Waymos.
You know, because we know you're going off script, not by the programming we put in you, so, you know.
No, that's doing exactly what I was fucking told.
Exactly.
Start tonight in Muhlenberg County, where an Owensboro man is charged with sexual crimes against animals. We want to warn you, the details of this story are disturbing.
Yeah, they are, buddy.
Oh, boy, yeah, good one.
Better gird your loins. Owensboro man is charged with sexual crimes against animals. Central City Police say a driver called 911 to report seeing a man having sex with a dead deer.
Jesus Christ.
On the side of the road.
Deer going to be okay?
The deer's not going to be okay, little Tommy.
Damn it. Sex with a dead deer, huh?
Yep.
Boy, what gets you to that point, man? What gets you there?
I don't know.
Being out of work for 2 months? Listen, you're getting close, so let me know, okay?
I will have you know that being out of work for 2.5 months has gotten me no closer to fucking a dead deer than I was before I got fired. So you can take that to the bank.
Boy, I really would like to fuck that dead deer's asshole.
Wow. Clean as a whistle. Now, you guys may recognize that clip from the very beginning of the show when it was out of context out of context audio.
Right on.
Now, I'm going to show you this guy's picture.
Okay.
And you're going to go, okay, to be fair, this was a guy that's going to fuck a dead deer.
Oh, yeah? You could see this already?
And society probably should have seen it coming. Okay?
You could read it in his unkempt beard.
Funny you say that. Officers responded and say they found Alan Osborne still in the area with his pants down.
Shit.
They say... They say blood.
No, I
blood and deer hair.
Oh,
No fucking way.
Blood and deer hair were in his clothes.
Oh, Alan, Alan, oh. Alan. Buddy.
When they got him to jail to charge, to the absolute shock and surprise of no one, they say blood and deer hair were also around his privates.
That's so gross. Did they have to, like, bring the deer in and do a rape kit on it?
Chief, looks like we have some blood and deer hair around his cock and balls.
Nice place work, boys.
Yeah, nice place work, boys.
Police say sexual crimes against animals are...
Look, I fucked a dead deer on the side of the road, and I'm afraid I'll do it again.
It's a Class D felony. Get it? Dick?
We actually have a specific rule about this?
Well, you know, and you know why?
You wouldn't it's have happened a rule again.
If there wasn't a problem at some point. That's why there's a rule.
Unbelievable.
Here's this picture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy's fucking a dead deer. Wow. You know what? Here's the thing. That's at that picture.
Yeah.
We're lucky that's all this fucking guy is doing, okay?
That's all we know
that's
about.
That's all we know about.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's either fucking dead deer on the side of the road or producing the Beastie Boys first record. That could be Rick Rubin's fucking alter ego. Muhlenberg County Detention Center.
Got it.
Oh, at Kentucky. Well, duh. Jesus Christ.
Start tonight in Muhlenberg County, where an Owensboro man is charged with sexual
must
crimes
fuck dear.
We want to warn you, the details of this story are disturbing.
Yes,
Central
they
City
are,
Police
lady.
Say a 911 caller reported seeing a man having sexual activity.
I need to hear that 911 call. Hey, not for nothing, but...
Well, first of all, let me ask you a question. Is it illegal to fuck a dead deer? Asking for a friend.
Should I not have done that? Is that wrong? Should I not have done...
I mean, fuck if I'd have known it was wrong.
Who among us? Oh, most of us, I'm being told. Okay, got it.
God damn, man. Mm-hmm.
I think Timo Rick Rubin is raping a dead deer on the side of the road. What now? Well, that's what it looks like from a distance.
Yeah.
I don't want to get much closer, but...
With a dead deer.
Definitely jamming his dick in that dead deer. Get it? Def jam. Get it?
Oh.
Get it?
Oh. Oh. Gee whiz. Holy smokes.
Deer on the side of the road. They say it happened on Phillips Stone Way Saturday.
Who cares where it happened?
No shit, lady. Jesus.
Officers say they found Alan Osborne when they arrived. He still had his pants down. They say blood and deer hair were on his clothes. Police say sexual crimes against animals is a felony and carries a penalty of 1 to 5 years in prison.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
I think this is one of those occasions where a 9mm would take care of this quick, quietly, and, you know, not give anybody else any fucking ideas. Fucking wackos, weirdos, perverts, deviants.
Must fuck deer.
Good Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining.
Good morning, everybody. Hey.
Joining us, I'm Jeff Talen. The Stevens Point man accused of stealing an ambulance in Wood County will undergo a mental competency evaluation. 37-year-old Benjamin Feltz faces 10 charges, four of which are felonies. They include first-degree recklessly endangering safety and taking and driving a vehicle without consent.
A man admitted to drinking about half a bottle of floor cleaner before being naked in public, comma, stealing an ambulance with a patient inside, comma, and leading police on an 18-mile chase.
You boys like Mexico?
I'm in high-speed pursuit.
What felonies. The fuck? They include first-degree recklessly endangering safety and taking and driving a vehicle without consent.
Floor cleaner.
Half a
what
bottle.
The fuck?
Half a bottle. Uh-huh.
Charges were filed after police say Feltz stole the ambulance with a patient inside and led police on a chase through Wood County. In court today, a judge found probable cause to
order. Would you drive me? I would drive me. I would drive me fast.
Move the case forward, but Feltz's defense attorneys raised the issue of competency.
Yeah, no shit.
Clever. Clever.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just see the attorneys huddled around. At the, you know, I don't, how are we going to approach this? I don't, you know. Well.
All right, so the court is going to order a competency evaluation and schedule a hearing. All other proceedings are stayed until that competency evaluation is before the court.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Mmm, I love them.
Wow, that's...
Two EMS workers attending to a patient say they heard the door to their ambulance close and saw a man in the driver's seat matching witness descriptions of the naked man. And he was... Uh-oh. Oh. And he was out of there.
Yeah.
There's a 50-year-old woman in the ambulance.
Wow. You know what, though? Can you imagine? That'd be scary as fuck, man. Be a patient in an ambulance. Somebody rips it off, takes it on a joyride.
Good news for you, Jeff.
Yeah?
A North Carolina man has challenged anyone on Earth to disprove his claim to having the world's smallest penis.
Oh, really?
As he advocates against body shaming and aims to raise awareness.
Well, he ain't aiming anywhere.
About the medical condition? No. About the medical condition known as micropenis.
You know, that's what they called me in high school. Is that what that means?
Michael Phillips, 38. Threw down the gauntlet in an interview posted last Friday on TMZ's YouTube channel, in which he purported that his penis was, when fully erect, 0.38 inches long.
That is 3/8 of an inch.
Correct.
Holy shit.
When hard.
3/8 of an inch when hard.
Correct.
He doesn't have a penis, he has a clit. That's a clit. Fucking half a man? Fruit?
And holding up his fingernail on his right pinky to illustrate the length, added, quote, when it's flaccid, it's smaller than that. The fingernail on the pinky, not the fucking...
Actually, you know, I got a better joke for that. I've licked bigger clits than that.
He remarked that research he had done online led him to believe.
I did my research.
He was endowed with the globe's smallest cock. But he added, quote, I welcome anybody to go out there and beat me because I can't. I added that. I may have added that. Man.
Jeez. Jesus Christ. Boy, I don't feel so bad now.
And from my telling you, how good do you feel now? Wow. I feel like a million damn dollars.
Jesus Christ.
Over
I feel like fucking John Holmes sitting over here swinging this fucking little fucking Irish hog around.
Oh, man. Information from the Cleveland Clinic shows anyone with a stretched penile length of less than 2.67 inches.
What the fuck?
Is considered to have a micro penis. Give me that. You got a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tape measure.
Yeah, let me see.
We're not measuring dicks, are we?
Well, you know, I don't want to speak for the room, but let's see. Let's see. Okay, I got that beat. not by much, but. Yeah, 2.67. So that's. If your hard cock is smaller than that, you have a micro penis.
I don't have a micro penis.
If I gain 50 more pounds, I will.
Each Uncrustable gets me one step closer to beating the record.
I saw this clip to Kylie. She'd be like, the fuck you don't. Pinky dick.
Fatso.
2.67 hard. Wow.
Didn't I send you? What did I send you this morning? Was it the video of me driving to work?
Yeah, it was the cat flipping off the other drivers.
I thought I sent you something else about a.
The condition is rare, affecting about 0.6% of people worldwide.
I didn't send you that, did I?
No. What is that? Let's see.
Because that'll help with your micro penis.
Oh.
The McGribble.
Oh, no. Totally fair. Phillips went on to explain that he now grasps he can't get intimate in the traditional sense.
He can't grasp anything. He can't even take a piss out of that thing.
He's finally...
Come to terms?
Yeah, he can't fuck a woman with this.
No shit.
Yeah. He said he was recently in a satisfying relationship. No, he wasn't.
Yeah. Would be the Sorry, one to break bud. It to you. No, you weren't.
You were not, pal.
Nope, champ. You weren't. If you were in a relationship at all, you must have some money.
It only ended because it was long distance. Ah.
Short distance.
Yes. Very, very short distance. Yeah. Wow. It was 0.38 inches went hard.
That's 3/8 of an inch, dude.
Yeah. That's hard. I was 6 inches wide, but yeah.
His dick grew the wrong way.
Yeah, it did.
Oof. Wow. God damn.
So now you don't have to worry. You can go out and tell Trixie.
Oh, yeah.
I've got
Jesus.
I've got some good news for Christ. You, Trixie. Oh, shit. Buddy, that's all I'm going to give it. I'm done. I'm
tired. Well, I think that, you know, I think you got to kind of end it on the micro penis story.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. Right. Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't you know it's almost 6 o'clock on the
East
Coast.
It is almost 6 o'clock.
Perfect.
Okay.
Always works out that way. That's great.
Right on.
Hey, thanks for, we're out.
We're out?
We're out.
Back next week.
We are back next week. We're back till May.
Okay.
And we got that week off in May for the anniversary show, so.
Gotcha.
You give me a few more years and I'll build, you know, 8 fucking weeks off into this, you know. We'll try it again next week on TGO Radio.